In this bulletin, a heatwave forecast for much of eastern Australia, two dead after a neighbourhood dispute in Sydney, and in sport, Elise Perry is named Women's Cricketer of the Year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales Health is urging people to stay safe as the state begins to experience extreme heatwave conditions. The Bureau of Meteorology says weather records are expected to be broken, with temperatures set to reach close to 40 degrees across New South Wales and the ACT. Dr. Richard Broome from New South Wales Health says people with pre-existing health conditions are most at risk during extreme heat events. Health authorities are encouraging residents to remain indoors, with the hot weather expected to aggravate bushfire conditions. Dr. Broome says extreme heat is dangerous for people with medical conditions.
The signs of heat stress are things like thirst, dizziness, collapse would be a serious sign, feeling nauseous, vomiting. General signs of illness and distress the signs of heat stress. But what I would say is, whilst we do see cases of heat stroke and heat exhaustion on these really hot days, we see increased risks of all kinds of conditions. Heat places a great deal of strain on the body, and so if you're someone who has, for example, diabetes or a heart condition, it can make those conditions worse.
And a four-day statewide total fire ban is in place across New South Wales from today, as more than 2,300 firefighters try to contain bushfires before the worst of the heat hits. More than 100 bushfires are burning across New South Wales, with 64 listed as uncontained. A woman and a man have died after a neighbourhood dispute in southwest Sydney. Emergency services were called to a property in Cartwright, where they found two people with serious stab wounds. The man died at the scene, while the woman was taken to hospital in a critical condition before dying shortly after. New South Wales Police has confirmed a man has been taken into custody in relation to the incident. Pope Francis is abolishing Vatican secrecy rules governing sexual abuse cases. Removing pontifical secrecy will enable the Catholic Church to release documents regarding sexual abuse cases to civil authorities across all countries and not just a select few. The move will also enable victims to learn the outcome of their cases at the Vatican. However, the Pope's special declaration or rescript does not alter privacy rules governing Vatican trials of alleged abusers or the reporting of sexual abuse. Police in India have fired tear gas during the latest violence in New Delhi over a new law that makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighbouring countries to become citizens. The Indian government says the law is designed to protect religious minorities, such as Hindus and Christians, from persecution in neighbouring Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan by offering them a pathway to Indian citizenship. But because the law does not apply to Muslims, critics say it weakens India's secular foundations. United States President Donald Trump says he does not consider the mass killings of Armenians in 1915 to be a genocide. His position is at odds with a unanimous vote of the US Senate. Last week's vote angered Turkey, which has always denied the killings amounted to a genocide. The country admits that in a series of events under Ottoman rule, many thousands of people died, but it strongly opposes the use of the word genocide. In sport, Elise Perry has been named Women's Cricketer of the Year. It's the second time she has won the award. The star all-rounder has also been named One Day International Cricketer of the Year. Perry scored 3 international centuries and has an average of 73 runs from her 12 one-day internationals this year. She also claimed 21 one-day international wickets, including a record 7 for 22 against England in Canterbury. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 35. Adelaide, very hot and sunny with a top of 42. Melbourne, hot with a late cool change, 39. Hobart, partly cloudy and 28. Canberra, hot with possible smoke haze, 37. Wollongong, smoke haze, 27. Sydney, smoke and 27. Newcastle, possible smoke haze and 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. A shower or two developing for Cairns, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.